Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name's Sandy Denning and I'm representing the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
Our charity started over 60 years ago and we're the longest running charity on the island for cancer. Back then we were the only cancer charity on the island raising funds predominantly for research. The history is quite interesting actually. The association evolved from the Friends of the Liverpool Radium Institute on the island, which had been set up to support Manx residents who required radiotherapy treatment at the institute, which was in the central Liverpool. And we know that this precedes the introduction of the National Health Service back in 1948. All monies raised back then went into an endowment fund and were used to support the service. In 1958, a new regional radiotherapy centre was opened at Clatterbridge, which was on the Wirral. The Radium Institute refused to transfer the funds that had been raised to the island, so the members of the Friends of the Radium Institute, they all resigned and reformed overnight as the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association. So the purpose of the charity is to raise money to fund vital research into cancer, raise awareness of the signs and symptoms of cancer, and provide support to island residents affected by cancer. We work with a variety of organisations, both on and off the island, striving for better outcomes for our island residents. And since 1959, the charity has raised and disbursed more than £22 million.
Tell us about your team.
Our charity is managed by our four trustees who form the executive committee and they are elected at our annual general meeting. It has to be said though that most important individuals within the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association are our policy group members and the many volunteers who undertake fundraising events. We've got six district branches across the island who work tirelessly for our charity for which we are eternally grateful.
Who is the charity for?
It's for Manx residents affected by cancer, but also for anyone who wants to seek a better understanding of the disease, improve treatments, and ultimately a cure. The C in our logo actually stands for cure. We also fund and manage the Staywell Clinic for Cervical Screening, an out-of-hours service run by a female team up at Nobles Hospital, and that's twice a week.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We work closely with the DHSC and Manx Care to assist in introducing improved services and treatments on the island, as well as with hospitals in the northwest of England where Manx cancer patients are managed. We also work with other cancer charities both on and off the island.
What are your main goals?
Our aim is to continue funding research into cancer with the hope that one day there will be a cure, or at the very least, anyone diagnosed with cancer will live and they will live well.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
We want to continue to work with our partner organisations to find better treatments for cancer patients, so really improving their cancer journey and of course their outcome.
How is the charity funded?
We rely heavily on donations, sponsorship, grants, legacies, and of course, money raised from our fundraising events.
How can people support you?
Donations are always very welcome, and supporters can either organise or take part in fundraising too. Volunteers are always required to help with the various events we hold throughout the year, so if you could just give us a few hours of your time, we would love to hear from you. Also, we are always looking for nurses and receptionists for our Staywell Clinic team.
Where can people find out more?
You can contact me, Sandy Denning, on 252725 or by email, which is iomanticancer@gmail.com. There's more information on our website at iomaca.org.im, and you can follow us on Facebook too. And can I just say thank you so much to all our wonderful supporters. We couldn't do what we do without you.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.